Wow, this is the last episode of our third season. This entire season, we spent time traveling through space. From the moon to Neptune, black holes and constellations, and even seeing the northern lights up close. This season was a blast. Off. If you haven't listened to the first 18 episodes, go back and check them out. And don't forget to subscribe to Peace Out, so that you don't miss us when we return.
Peace out.
Peace out. Peace out. Peace out. Peace out. Peace out. Peace out. And peace within. Peace out. Peace out. Peace out. And peace within.
Welcome to Peace Out, stories for calming down and relaxation. My name is Chanel Tseng. First up, we have Charlie sharing his safe space.
Hello, my name is Charlie and I'm 7 years old. And my safe place is when we're meditating in my mom's office with materials to help us calm down. And listening to your podcasts.
Thank you, Charlie. I love that you and your mom meditate together. I think that is so healthy and amazing. And a great way to spend time together too. Keep it up. We're going to get started now. Here's our last calm down countdown of the season. But remember, you can do this on your own, anytime, anywhere. All you need to do is count down from 10 in your head and breathe in and out nice and deep. Let's do that now. I'm going to count down from 10. And every time you hear a number, take a deep breath in through your nose. And then when you hear the chime, start breathing out slowly. Sit up and get comfortable. Sit up tall, the top of your head growing towards the sky. Roll your shoulders back and close your eyes. Ready? Here we go. 10 9 8 7 6 5 4 3 2 1 This entire season, we spent exploring the wonders of space, and today we're going to focus on our home in the solar system, Earth. Let's start in child's pose. Sit up on your knees and bow all the way forward with your forehead touching the ground or your bed. Or you can make fists with your hands and stack them one on top of the other and rest your forehead on top. You can also choose to reach your arms out forwards or reach them backwards and rest them along your sides. Relax. Relax your head. Let it sink into the ground or onto your fists. Relax your shoulders, your arms, let them loose. Breathe in and feel your belly fill up. And then breathe out. Pretend that you're a rock. You're curled up on the ground, heavy, sinking closer and closer to the earth. When people say that someone is steady as a rock, that means they're sturdy, reliable, someone that can be counted on. Rocks are part of the earth. Rocks are formed within the earth. rocks have always been here on Earth, and it takes a long, long time for them to change. Now, put your hands on the ground, palms down, and slowly push yourself back up just until your arms are straight, still sitting on your knees. Slowly lower yourself down again to the ground, and now lift yourself back up again like you're doing a push-up. Let's keep doing this, but now when you go down, breathe in, and when you push up, breathe out. Breathe in and lower yourself to the ground. Breathe out and push yourself back up. Breathe in and down. Breathe out and up. Keep going at your own pace now. We're using our muscles right now. Our muscles need a mineral called iron. Iron is found in the earth, and it's also in our bodies. Iron helps our red blood cells make sure that we get enough oxygen. And of course, we need oxygen to live. You can stop now. Sit or lay down. Pay attention to the different parts of your body. If anything doesn't feel comfortable, shift or move around to make yourself more comfortable. Check from top to toes. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Think of something that makes you happy. Some might think of their family, their friends, their pet, a favorite TV show. Once you have that happy thought in your mind, smile. Smile as big or as little as you like, but keep thinking about what makes you happy. Did you know that smiling, really, truly happy smiles, can make you feel less stress? It's true. When we feel stress, that can raise our heart rates. That's when you feel your heart beating faster. Scientists did a study and found that the people who smiled more during the study had lower heart rates. Isn't that amazing? Keep smiling. Show those teeth. You can keep your teeth healthy and strong by brushing at least twice a day and eating healthy foods, especially foods with calcium. Calcium is a mineral like iron, and we need it to live. Calcium builds bones, helps our blood, our muscles, and helps our heart to beat. How do we make sure that we have enough calcium? We can eat foods that have a lot of calcium in them, like leafy green veggies, seeds, sardines, beans and lentils, almonds, yogurt, cheese, and soy or almond milk. So make sure you make healthy choices and choose foods that are good for your body. Okay, relax your mouth now. Maybe move your lips and jaw around. Give your cheeks a little massage and relax. If you're not lying down already, do that now. Get comfortable. So far, we've talked about rocks, iron, and calcium. And I wanted to talk about one more thing that we find in the earth and in our bodies: carbon. Carbon is an element, and there is a lot of it on Earth and a lot of it in the universe. Carbon is special because its atoms, the teeny tiny pieces that make up matter, can come together in different ways and form different things. If the carbon atoms come together one way, you get a diamond. If the carbon atoms form a different way, you get graphite, what pencil lead is made of. There's carbon in plants, animals, and even in apple pie. And you have carbon in your body too. There are six elements that make up 99% of our bodies, and one of them is carbon. Every single organic molecule in your body has carbon in it. let's pretend our legs are pencils. Lift one leg up in the air and point your toe towards the sky. Your toes are the graphite, the pencil lead. Use your pencil and write your name in the sky now. Looks good. Okay, let's switch legs. Write your name again, or maybe your last name, with your pencil. Beautiful. Put your leg down. Shake out both legs, and then relax them on the ground. Stretch them out, and stretch out your arms so that you make a star shape with your body. You're a bright, shining star in the night sky. And we're going to move through the sky now. Breathe in through your nose, and now blow the air out through your lips. Keep blowing all the air out. The air is helping to push yourself backwards. Breathe in again, and now blow out through your lips. You're soaring faster now backwards. Look at all the other stars you're speeding by. Keep breathing in through your nose and blowing out through your lips, making sure all the air is blown out. It'll make you go faster. The famous astronomer Carl Sagan said, "All of the rocky and metallic material we stand on, the iron in our blood, the calcium in our teeth, the carbon in our genes, were produced billions of years ago in the interior of a red giant star. We are made of star stuff." Red giant stars are super big stars that can be up to 1 billion kilometers across and 100 to 1,000 times bigger than the sun. Red giants live for a few thousand or even up to a billion years. But then, it'll eventually start to shrink and then collapse onto itself and becomes a supernova, exploding and becoming so bright, blowing off dust and gas before dying out. Scientists believe that one of these supernova explosions sparked the creation of our solar system and life on Earth. The elements, the matter in our bodies, are from these red giant stars. All that stardust that came from the red giants traveled so far through space and is now within us. We are made of star stuff. You are a star. You are connected to everyone else around you, everyone in your city, everyone in your country, everyone in the entire world. We are the same, and we are connected. You are also connected to the earth. Each blade of grass, every insect, bird, horse, tree, flower, the stars across the universe. We are all living and breathing together and trying to make our lives good and hopefully help better the lives of those around us. Let's always remember that we're connected when we make choices on how we talk to other people and how we treat other people and animals and plants. This is why it's so important for us to be kind. Before you do or say anything, pause and ask yourself, am I being kind right now? Kindness counts. And don't forget, it's just as important to be kind to yourself. Give yourself a big hug right now. Thank you for all your kind reviews, safe space messages, videos, photos, and emails this season. Thank you for listening to Peace Out, making time for yourself to pause and relax and focus on your mind, body, and feelings. Believe it or not, doing this not only helps you, it helps the people around you too. When you're able to notice and recognize your feelings and know how to work with them, And when you're able to notice when you're feeling upset or angry or anxious and pause and calm yourself down or ask for help to do so. And when you're able to notice when you do feel happy and peaceful and enjoy it. And when you're able to pause and breathe before making a better choice, others will notice and appreciate it too. Until next season, peace out and peace within. Peace Out was created and is narrated by Chanel Sang and is produced by Rob Griffiths at Bedtime FM. Thank you again for listening to this season, and see you back for season 4.